Chapter 14. The Guarded Castle and the Stained Glass. The trek through the heart of the city toward Castle Cirrostrata was longer than it looked. It zigged and zagged through tons of busy streets and past unsavoury characters lurking in dark alleyways. Daring had lost the three agents of the Crown who had been following her earlier by hiding in Clement's tent. It was impractical to risk running through the streets and drawing extra attention in case more were hiding nearby. So in turn, Daring Do was forced to take her time trotting through the city, which was agonising. It was like some pony had clipped her wings and she could no longer fly. On the bright side, the long journey gave Daring Do plenty of time to think about what Clement the Clairvoyant had told her. First, there was the tragic story of Brumby Cloverpatch falling in love with the Duchess and being sent away from Cirrostrata. Then, the intriguing theory that Daring Do herself was the keeper of the halo. And lastly, the three predictions of the future crystal. The information swirled around in Daring's head like the shining particles in the orb that had sealed her tragic fate. Dewpoint will betray some pony. One will be imprisoned. You will protect the halo. Daring Do studied the words on a small scrap of papyrus. She hadn't wanted to forget the exact wording of Clement's predictions, so she'd hastily scribbled down the two truths and a lie. If it wasn't for the bad news, Daring might have treasured this paper more than some relics. To receive a reading from a future crystal was not an everyday occurrence. However, not knowing which of the three predictions was untrue was making her wary and unsentimental. Anyway, Daring Do looked at it, something bad was going to happen to her. Daring Do hoped that the second prediction was the lie. It didn't really matter if Dewpoint would betray her so long as she still ended up with the halo and not imprisoned. That is, if there even was a halo to find. The uncertainty of chasing after a magical item that might not exist only added to its allure. Daring pictured it in her mind, a golden disc filled with light, and tried to will it into existence. Dewpoint was the key, since she was not only Daring's point of contact for the letter, but she was also the best friend and confidant of Duchess Precipita. Grandmare had never seen Dewpoint herself, but speculated that the noble pony spent most of her days around the castle at the top of the hill, trailing the Duchess and attending to her needs. She was famous for her beautiful mane of silver and coat of grey. Her cutie mark was a blue rain cloud with three dewdrops echoing the three stripes under her eye. It was rumoured that Dewpoint was the only pony who could make the Duchess smile ever since Brumby Cloverpatch had disappeared. It made sense that Brumby would want his letter to go to her. She sounded like a trustworthy secret keeper. Daring Do stopped for a moment, and a group of gypsy ponies dressed like Grand Mare Clement trotted past, mumbling to one another and pointing at her.
"There's something strange about that golden pony's ears," they whispered. "Is she okay?"
"I'm fine, just a case of..." Daring trailed off, picking up the pace again until she stopped herself when the entrance to Castle Cirrostrata came into full view. The milky marble castle shone like the Griffin's goblet. The tall columns and prismatic flags beckoned to her, a shining gem floating above and spreading its light across the entire city of Cirrostrata. Daring shielded her eyes from the near blinding beauty of the giant carved opal in the sky. The group of ponies had lost interest in Daring's strange ears and moved on. Otherwise, she might have asked them what the protocol was for entering the castle. There was a line of uniformed guards on each side of the wide steps leading up to the main doors. They remained still, faces so stern that Daring thought for a moment that they might be more of the enchanted statues. She put her hoof on the lowest step and the nearest cadet trotted over.
State your business, citizen.
I'm here as a guest of Dewpoint.
Daring met the eyes of the military pony and announced this with a deep bow.
It's urgent that I see her.
The mare's maid?
The statuesque stallion replied, raising a confused eyebrow.
Is she expecting you, miss?
Yes, Daring Do insisted, narrowing her eyes. Please take me to her straight away.
Excuse me for a moment.
The pony gave a cordial bow back and trotted over to his colleague, a scrawny stallion with an orange mane and a suspicious look in his eyes. The two whispered back and forth for a few moments, intermittently glancing over at Daring Do before trotting back over together. They cleared their throats and stood at attention before addressing her again. There was a protocol to everything, and it had been so long since they'd had a guest that they'd nearly forgotten how to act.
Maid Dewpoint does not usually have guests,
Orange Mane said haughtily, looking down at her through his own thick glass monocle. He kept adjusting his white uniform. Every time he touched it, the shiny fringe on each epaulette rippled.
We shall escort you to her, but...
He squinted his eyes at Daring.
Be forewarned. If you are lying about your appointment with the Duchess's maid, there will be severe consequences.
I assure you, sirs, everything will be just fine, Daring replied with a convincing smile.
All she had to do was get the letter to Dewpoint. Once the pony read it, she would see that Daring was a friend of Brumby's and would go along with her plan to find the halo and keep it safe. At least that's what she hoped. The two soldiers motioned for her to follow them up the steps. The sound of their brass shoes on the cold marble made a loud clip-clop noise that only ceased when they stopped every few levels to whisper to each other and look over their shoulders at the adventurer. Every time they did so, Daring smiled and bowed, laying on the theatrics. They seemed to like this, until the trio was only a few steps from the top, and Daring leaned down for too deep of a bow, causing the monocle to fall right off her face. Suddenly, everything around her vanished, and Daring Do was floating in mid-air. It was difficult to process that Daring really was still standing on the cloudstone steps of Castle Cirrostrata. Her first instinct was to spread her golden wings and flap them as hard as she could to keep her body afloat. The feathered limbs sprang out involuntarily, and Daring Do heard the voice of Orange Mane shouting, "What's happened to her?"
"Nothing!"
Daring Do fumbled for the chain she'd clipped to her green shirt, found the monocle, and popped it back onto her eye. The surrounding city was there once more.
Just a little wing spasm.
Daring's eyes darted around to the guards and she let out a nervous chuckle. To them, it had probably looked very odd. The Pegasus stopping mid-step, gasping and grasping at the air. They still hadn't picked up that her monocle was a magic one, allowing her to see them at all.
"Is there something wrong with your ear as well?"
Orange Mane sneered, pointing his hoof at her head.
"It looks like you've severed it."
Daring's hoof shot to her headband, and sure enough, one of her fake Cirrostratan ears was dangling off the band to which it was sewn. A quick adjustment to her pith helmet to hide the seam did the trick. The soldiers exchanged another suspicious look before turning back around and carrying on up the stairs. At this rate, it wouldn't be long before the disguise was completely ruined. Daring had to hurry and find Dewpoint. She needed help and protection. The cavernous halls of the castle smelled like fresh dew and sugar. The walls were lined with tall, stained glass windows that artfully filtered the rays of light. bathing the opalescent tiles of the floor with hues of pink, purple, orange and gold, the colours of the dawn and the sunset. Images of weather elements were depicted everywhere, frozen still by jagged pieces of hoof-made glass. A thousand fluffy clouds and lightning bolts punctuated by raindrops and mist. The largest window, above a blue throne at the head of the main room, was a star-shaped creation that bore a single gold, horseshoe-shaped item in the centre. It had lines of ochre and tangerine extending from it to represent the shining quality of its ethereal material. "The halo," Daring breathed to herself, eyes wide with awe and wonder. She felt her hooves pulling her to the window like a moth to a flame. It wasn't even the actual treasure itself, yet it was more beautiful than any treasure she'd ever seen.